Welcome back, everyone, to halftime coverage of Ferris State basketball from courtside here at Jim Wink Arena. Rob Bentley and Sandy Golston with you, where Ferris State has a 28-20 lead at halftime and a chance now to be joined by a former Bulldog football player and a guy that we had a chance to call a number of games for over the past 4 years, Jake Lamman. And Jake, first of all, welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
An outstanding career you had. Just talk about your career here at Ferris State and what some of the great memories are for you.
I'll tell you, it's one of those things that you'll never forget, and you'll be telling your kids about it and grandkids. It's just an unforgettable experience, you know, the relationships that we built and the atmosphere that we built here with Coach Anise and his staff, and just being able to be a part of something so special. I'll have that with me forever, and so it's a blessing to be able to come back here and just to share that with everyone else and share my appreciation for everything they've done for me. So, it's been great.
We said you had a chance to call your games over 4 years, actually 5 years, as you had a chance to come back for a fifth season as a senior this past fall. Yeah. After being injured. What did that mean to have a chance to play again with some of your teammates?
It was just a God-given blessing, and I knew we always joked about how not being redshirted, I'm going to get hurt. You know, it was always a joke, and we never thought it was going to happen, and it turned into a blessing in disguise, you know, to be able to come back and experience the season that we had. It's just an unforgettable experience, and, coming back with the guys that I came in with originally and to help continue to build a winning legacy and leave behind something so special, I'll forever be grateful to the coaching staff and Ferris State for letting me come back and do what I love to do every day, and so I'm forever grateful for that.
Back-to-back LEAC champions, undefeated regular seasons, two trips to the NCAA playoffs. What does that mean to be part of that turnaround that the Bulldogs have had under Coach Anise?
It's unbelievable. I mean, when he came in, he had a vision for us, and it was our job to carry out that vision. And so just to be able to do that for him and that coaching staff and for just the people that have come through and laid the groundwork ahead of us, the early 90s teams that were so successful, to be able to do something that they did and to do it with the people that we did it with, such a great group of people, and to just change the way people perceive football players in general. It was awesome for us to be able to come in here and do what we did. And it was recognized outside of just Big Rapids. You know, I go home to East Lansing and people are talking about Ferris State football, and I didn't know anything about it before I came up here. And so to be able to spread it throughout the country and throughout the state and being able to take over the recruiting battle was just something that you'll never experience anywhere else. And so I think that that was awesome. That was awesome for us to do.
One of the senior leaders this past fall, along with guys like Justin Zimmer, Jason Vanderlaan, talk about the relationship you had with some of those teammates and those guys that really helped set the stage for what the Bulldogs were able to accomplish.
It was definitely a brotherhood. You know, I was fortunate enough to be able to room with those guys and be roommates with Zimmer and Dingledy and Vanderlaan, and the four of us kind of, you know, we were on a mission to change the program, and there's other guys that go unnamed, and those guys on the team this past year and the year before. Just to be able to be with those three guys in particular, you know, they're family to me, and we keep in touch daily, and we just keep up on each other. But we had a mission. We saw what the program was when we got here, and we didn't like it. And so you build a very, very special bond when you change an organization with people. And so that was awesome. I'll forever be thankful for being able to live with those guys and experience college with them and build the relationships with them that I have. And I'll have those relationships forever. So just great memories that we made, too, building that legacy.
Talk about the future, what the future holds for Jake Lamman. What you have going on right now?
It's an exciting time. Right now, I know a couple of the other guys are doing the same thing, but I'm in preparation for training for an NFL combine and a couple of pro days. I'm trying to prolong my career here, and I've been very fortunate and blessed to be put in a position to keep on playing. And, you know, the coaching staff here has been so helpful, and I've been surrounded by a good agent and some a good organization, and they've set me up with some good mentors to help me take my career to that next level. And so hopefully that'll happen. And, you know, God's got a plan for everything. And so just to see what he has in store for me next is going to be exciting. It's already been a blessing. It's already been such a great experience. Even if nothing happens, just the experience and the traveling that I've gotten to do and the relationships I've built, I'll have those forever. And it's been unforgettable.
Well, Jake, thanks for being with us here today. Congratulations again on a great career as a Bulldog, and best of luck here as you work hard for your dreams.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
We'll be back with more Ferris State basketball coverage after this 2-minute timeout right here on Sunny 97.3.